T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good call, Landfill. Didn't think about this one. Hole in the resume. I wasn't prepared. I thought you were going to kick a field goal. You went for the Hail Mary. Tailgate Ted says he'll wait out in the lot after the Chiefs game with a cigar and some bourbon next week.
Wow.
Sold.
I may have to come meet y'all there.
Yeah. Done.
My buddy's at the G40 Green Lot saying, come on over there. They got food and drink for you.
I think it's time to open up the phones. Or do we want to talk Heineke first and then open up the phones?
Let's get phones? Hey, the phones first.
Let's get the phone. Some of these folks have been on hold a long time. We're going to go in chronological order. Mark in Burke. What's up, Mark? How you doing, buddy?
Mark, you up?
Mark, you there, pal? If Mark calls back, let me know, because he was on hold for an hour and 45 minutes.
Wow.
I feel bad that his phone disconnected there. All right, let's try another Mark. Mark in Largo. Mark, what's up, buddy? You're on Beamish and Finley.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up? How you doing, man?
Look, both of those plays were pretty bad, but that was 40% of why they lost the game. B. Mitch, I want to talk to you for a second. This team held the ball for 36 minutes. They ran 76 plays to New Orleans 55 plays. If Joe Gibbs had coached this team would have won the game 35-20. I know y'all about to get into Heineke, and I get it, but this was the first game of the season that you can honestly say that this really lies defeated the offense. Yes, the defense was bad. JP, I get it. Yes, you could talk about the jump and everything else that goes on with that, and I get it. But here's the bottom line. When you hold the ball 36 minutes, it's inexcusable. It's just inexcusable how if you hold the ball for 36 minutes, 76 plays to their 55, you can't run from that. And, Brian, you and I both know a lot of coaches, 90% of the coaches, win that game yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Where was McKissick at? Scott Turner, McKissick is big in the Giant game. He's huge in the Atlanta game. I didn't see him on any of the drives when they had the ball. They had two turnovers and everything else. Look, I get everybody wants to talk about the defense, and the defense is bad. I get it. I understand that, but it's still inexcusable. 36 minutes, JP. 36. 76 plays to 55.
Quarterback kills you. The quarterback kills you. I mean, that's the truth.
Offensively, yes, it was also play calling, too.
I think Scott, in the third quarter, actually kind of realized that Taylor just didn't have it and got pretty creative in the run game.
I mean, how in the hell can you sit up here, you get the ball twice. The defense did do something good.
They got some stops late until they needed a stop and they couldn't.
What I didn't understand was the running into the kick is the only way to get points. They get 3 points out of one. I mean,
The first pick in the game. Thank you for the call, Mark. I appreciate it, man. They get an interception and it's an immediate 3 plays, nothing, and kick. I mean, you got to score there.
Yeah,
you got to score there. That's an opportunity. So certainly,
yeah, we mentioned that early. The
defense was embarrassing on two of those plays, and then they couldn't get stopped late when they had to. Kamara did what he wanted, and on the last Kamara touchdown, you got to kind of question a little bit of effort at that scenario.
Exactly.
Because
I think he
was untouched.
Offensively,
the quarterback killed you.
He did.
Dude, 20 of 41 with
but
two
see,
picks.
But see, that's the thing about it right there, though. Why is he throwing the ball 41 times? We've gotten fooled in games against awful defenses that he is a guy that throw the ball 40, 50 times. He throwing the ball 40, 50 times against any capable defense, and we're going to lose most games. And I think people ask the questions and all about this, that, and the other. Yes, Ryan was asked a question about Taylor's confidence. He has confidence that his talent doesn't rightfully deserve he has. Now, I'll say this. When he gets against some average defenses that run zone like we do, he's going to pick them apart. When he gets against a rougher defense that's going to run man-to-man, he's not going to pick us apart. And that's probably the reason why he was sitting at home instead of on a football team somewhere.
The lack of arm strength is alarming. And I think it showed more yesterday than it did in the Buffalo game. And the Buffalo game had all that wind and everything going. The quarterback, listen, picks happen. INTs happen. Mahomes threw a few of them last night.
Yep.
But Heinicke was awful beyond the INTs.
But that second.
He missed so many throws.
He threw coming out of the red zone. Should have never been thrown. You had a guy in front of Carter and sitting behind him.
I don't know how you could look there and think you could throw that ball.
Yeah.
And I mean, just awful decision making. Heinicke killed him. They had chances in this game. And listen, here's what you can't. You can be ugly and have a great personality, or you can be really good looking. You can't be both. Okay? You can't be ugly and mean. And yesterday you had terrible secondary play and bad quarterback play. You're not going to win.
Yeah.
You're not going to win, period. Let's keep the phone lines going here. My guy Oscar's in Silver Spring. Oscar, what's up, buddy? You're on Beamish and Finley.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
Doing well, man. How you doing?
I've seen better days. But I called last week and said we need to make Jameis Winston, you know, we had a scheme up, make Jameis Winston make mistakes. Didn't make him make enough mistakes. Chase did get that strip. It's weird because last year, if he got a play like that, he usually would build off of it and, like, he would damn near take over the game. Like, he'll come harder, like, each and every play after. I don't think I saw him do that at all yesterday. And, yeah, that Callaway Hail Mary, I mean, before the season started, when they were talking about, Winston or Taysom Hill, and Winston preseason, all he was doing was throwing up to Callaway, and that's their tallest receiver, and and they couldn't think to just focus on him. I mean, who else is he going to throw it to? Yeah, and then offense, we just need to, at this point, just feed Gibson. I mean, use McKissick and Gibson at the same time, like split them in shotgun with Heinicke. I mean, I don't even tune in that much.
I thought Gibson played pretty well yesterday. Yeah. Thank you for the call.
Yeah, he
awesome.
Did. He just needs more touches.
I mean, he needs more touches. I think he got the ball 20 times.
20 times.
He had 20 yards. Carries for 60 yards and two another touchdowns. Two catches. I got a long list of things that were bad yesterday.
I was kind of impressed with him because he's
I'm playing, not worried about the run game yesterday is not what I'm concerned about.
He's playing with a stress fracture in his shin. Running back needs your legs. So he gutted through that. I think I agree with the caller earlier that you got to get – look, I can't keep having – Scott was good in the third quarter. No, it's four quarters. He has to be – I'd rather him be good in three of the four quarters instead of just one of them. You know what I'm saying? And I think a lot – I saw a lot of, like, different little things, but everything is so, like, slow in the backfield to develop. They had a lot of little faking Carter going to the right, and then they tossed the ball to the receiver coming in between them. But they didn't go for a lot of yards because it was so slow that people can pick it out, figure it out.
Let's get another caller in here. Napoleon is in D.C. Napoleon, what's up, man? You're on the Gambit D.C. listening lines. Napoleon, you there, bud? He's busy invading Prussia. Let's put him on hold, see what we can do.
Prussia.
Let's go to Jay in D.C. Jay, what's up, man? You're on with B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Jay?
Hey, look, man, let me make these points right quick. Look, 91 was our last Super Bowl. It's 2021. That's 30 years of futility, 16-game season, that's 480 games. Okay? If you give me 480 shots from the other end of the basketball court, just one-hand throws, I'm going to hit one of those. I'm going to hit something. You know, and it's embarrassing that for 30 years, even the Cowboys who haven't won a Super Bowl in almost 30 years, they get it right, whereas to where they are at least competitive. You know, there's too many times we get coaches in here that play everything close to the best. They're playing not to lose instead of playing to win, you know. And on the defensive side, I don't care what you do. Simplify it. It's too much talking, and everybody on the play where they threw the touchdown to number one in the corner where they got trips to the left, I seen St. Juice holding his hands up before the play like, I don't know who I got. Who do I have? That's simple to me that we shouldn't be thinking like that. Like B-Miss said, I play football. I coach youth football now. I want to simplify so that my defense ain't thinking. We want to play fast and downhill. You know what I'm saying? That's the way you should be playing. Offense, Scott Turner, he's putting two. Heineke ain't the guy that you think he is. So what's a quarterback's best friend? A good running game. We got good running backs. Why not lean on them more? And, okay, you saying that the 24 had 20 carries, but he didn't have 20 carries where it impacted the game. His carries came just like on second and one. Even the commentators are saying it. Everybody knows it. This is a free down. It's like playing blackjack with the casino's money. It's second and
20
one.
20 carries is 20 carries, yeah. Man. Like, I hear what you're saying, but I think they did kind of a step. Like, when it looked like they were actually coming back in this game in the third and early in the fourth quarter, Gibson was establishing himself. Thank you for the call, Jay. I appreciate you, man. We'll keep the calls going. Also, we're going to take Ron Rivera's press conference live at 12:30. Okay. So if you want to hear what the head coach has to say, just keep it right here on 106.7 The Fan. Taking calls, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. I think we got Napoleon back. I'm going to give him another shot. Napoleon, you there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm there. How you doing?
We're good, man. How are you?
Good, good, good. So I just wanted to touch on our defense, man, because watching the game, like I just told my older brother, man, Landon Collins, Bobby McCain, and Kendall Fuller, from my personal opinion, I feel like they got to go, man. They got to go because the separation that they be having between wide receivers is 20 yards, and then the bombs that get dropped on us, they have no way to catch up to the wide receivers or any type of coverage at all. And that Hail Mary play, that was ridiculous. It was sad to see that. To me, that was some Pop Warner stuff right there. The fact that nobody turned around to even look for the ball, and they threw it to one of their shortest wide receivers, and he was smart enough to catch it, and nobody paid attention, it just shows that they're not progressing, and we can't do nothing with them. You feel me? Like, and we have them playing zone. I don't feel like they can play man. So one of the callers was like, Kendall Fuller can play man. To me, that's just absurd because he cannot play man. He gets smoked every game.
I think they're saying William Jackson.
Game, but every game.
But, yeah. I think if you play man more often than you play in zone, you're making the quarterback have to be a little bit better and more perfect throughout the game. You play all that zone that they play, they're throwing to spots. And you have so many holes in the center of the field that I think it's hard for any defensive back to go out there and play it consistently.
I mean, I agree with that. I definitely agree with that. But he's making it so easy for quarterbacks that they just basically tossing a ball. They don't have to do anything. They don't have to do anything. And our defense is not applying no type of pressure. I feel like right now we overhype Chase because he's not applying no pressure to the defense. He got that one swim move. And that's it. And he hesitates when he's coming off the line. I play middle linebacker, and I'm actually sad to see this the way he's performing at the NFL level. So,
thank you for the call,
buddy. The defense got to get it better.
Thank you. You're right. Defense got to get better. I mean, otherwise, we're just going to have. You know what Bemis just told me in the break? He said, I think we should start watching a show together so we can come in on Mondays and talk about the show we watch instead of this Washington team. Listen, we're going to play Where's the Win a little later. We're going to go through the remaining roster, go the remaining schedule, and figure out how many wins there are. Because yesterday was winnable, dude, and they dropped it. And I don't know what happens next. I mean, it could get quite ugly. It could get quite ugly. Let's go to our guy, Eddie, in Centerville. Eddie, what's up, man? You're on with Beamish and Finley.
Hey, what's going on, guys? So earlier you said you wanted some kind of positivity. I wanted to call in and say it was out of the five touchdowns that the Saints scored, three of them were on pretty much broken plays in that Hail Mary. The two to Callaway, one was a Hail Mary, and one was like that broken play with, like, I think in the red zone, and then the one to Harris was a broken play. So take those plays away, and then we'd be right in the game.
Wait, hold on, Eddie. You say that long touchdown was a broken play?
Yeah, the 72-yarder.
Yeah, it's been the same broken play for the last five games, though, so it's not a broken play. It's what people are coming into the game to do. That play was called because of the success in the previous 4 weeks. So it's broken because we haven't fixed it. We keep running the same dumb defense.
I hear what you're trying to say, Eddie. If you can remove the broken plays, then the defense looked okay, but you can't remove them. That's the problem.
Okay. Also, remember, it was 20-16 in the fourth quarter, and we had the ball. And your boy threw that weird interception.
Okay, but he said he was trying to keep him on the field. There were two people covering that one guy. Why did he throw that interception?
Here's what I like.
Well, I don't know. I think he sucks, honestly. I think he sucks. I mean, I saw him against the Chargers. I saw him against the Giants live.
Hang on, Eddie. That very well may be true, but do you think the defense doesn't?
The defensive line played well. The defensive backs sucked yesterday. The defensive line put pressure on Jameis.
I think Chase had his best game. I think the D line played fine to well. But you don't get to remove the complete mess ups. You don't get to remove that. We got to run here, Eddie. Thank you for the call, buddy. Thank you for listening. I hear that theory. I mean, I said it this morning. I can paint you a rosy picture where, hey, this team's only 2-3, and if you remove five plays,
you asked for positivity. Eddie was trying to give it to us, and then when I asked him a question, he said, I think he sucks. So, I think Eddie wouldn't really tell us the truth about his real feelings. He just wanted to bring some positivity because you asked for it.
When we return, we will hear from Washington football team head football coach, Mr. Ron Rivera. Beamish and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. In just moments, we will go live to Ron Rivera's Monday press conference. He's in Ashburn. Press conference is on Zoom. CK just asked a question that I'm going to ask you, B.
What's that?
You think Ron is coming out pissed today? He was obviously mad yesterday in postgame.
He was pissed left yesterday.
You think he's had a night to sleep on it? He's watched the tape. He's moving forward? Or is he still mad?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
I would think based off of all of the mistakes that were made, he should be more mad. Listen, I know we hear coaches always say, I got to go watch the film. Okay? But when a game was ended, I knew when I had done things bad and I'd done things good, I knew who missed what blocks because if it's pertaining to me, I'm watching stuff. And when I'm watching the field, whether offense or defense, I knew things that went wrong. So I knew what we were going to be watching the next day. The new excuse is, we got to watch the film. No, you know already what happened when the game ended. That's why he was so upset yesterday. But I'm sure if you look hard enough, you can find a few positives, but it was way more negative yesterday than positive. I would expect he's going to still be upset.
Before we go to Ron, Daryl in Alexandria has a positive. All right, Daryl, what's the positive?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. The positive is I guarantee we're going to be picking first or second in the draft. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
Yeah, but we're looking at the quarterbacks in college now. I don't think there's a lot of great ones at this point.
If I had the first, B. Mitch is drinking pickle juice right now. I was not expecting that. I did not have that on my bingo card for 12:30.
Because every time I look at this damn Hail Mary again, I'm about to cramp up. And when I'm riding bikes, they say drink pickle juice to stop cramps. So I'm trying to stop the cramps.
Toothpick on Twitter says Washington is so bad that Vegas took them off the board. Right now, you can only bet Kansas City and the over. That doesn't seem to make much sense, does it? Pull up, see if you can get a line on Washington. Maybe there's an injury or something.
I don't know.
Maybe they saw how Heinicke played and they just assume he'll be benched.
All right. Now we are going to be joined in progress. We're going to go to Washington football team head coach Ron Rivera's press conference. As soon as that gets up and running, Lamphill, you let me know. Here we go. Joining Washington football team head coach Ron Rivera's press conference in progress. Nikki Jabala from the Washington Post asking a question.
Is there a breaking point for you on the defense where you feel perhaps a coaching change, scheme change, personnel changes are necessary?
Yeah, that stuff, that makes no sense to me right now. Because if you really go back and look at it, and this is probably the first time that I can really say that you look at a game and say, this was a matter of four or five plays. Okay, on both sides of the ball. If we do certain things and eliminate a couple of these here and a couple of these, we have a chance. I know you can't, okay? But to sit here and talk about stuff like that after, and really, if you look at a defense, it would probably amount to really just two plays, okay? And to me, that's the way I'm looking at it. I thought we took some strides. I thought we did some positive things. We did a couple of things that, you know, we needed to. Unfortunately, when it came time to do a couple other things, we didn't do them. We didn't execute it properly. Could we have been something different? Yeah, maybe. But to want to sit here and make wholesale, that doesn't make a lot of sense to me right now. It really doesn't. You know, and whether it's breaking time or not, that's a decision I'll make at the time I think is right for us, as far as I'm concerned when it comes to those types of things. What I'm looking at is, did we improve? Did we get better? You know, I don't know. I thought I did say that we were a little immature. We had some things we had to grow and get better at. And I'll continue to say that. This is a young football team. It doesn't excuse us for making the mistakes we did. But we do have to be better. We have to be more consistent. We have to play better. We got to make sure we're putting the players in position to have success, guys. And that's the way I look at it.
And with the injuries kind of piling up, do you feel like you have the depth and the personnel to do the things that you want to do on defense at this point?
Well, I think as a football team, I think we have enough guys to give us a chance to compete every week. And that's the most important thing. You go out, you line up, and you play the game to find out. And that's all we can do. You play with who you have on your roster, and you make the best out of it, and we will. We'll show up, and we'll play hard.
Thanks, Ron.
Mm-hmm.
Ron, as a little bit of a follow-up to that, as recently as your last year in Carolina, you were the play caller for that team. As you've considered what to do to help this defense, have you considered?
Guys, okay? I'm not going that way, okay? Just understand that. I like what we did. I thought what we did last week gave us an opportunity, okay? So at the end of the day, what we're going to do is we're going to continue to work, guys. The only way you're going to get better is to work and practice. Practice hard. Practice as best as you can. And then you go out and you play.
Well, I was just going to ask if you were going to potentially just get even more involved than you already are, but
guys, again, I just said, okay?
All good. With regards to linebackers, the last couple games in particular, you haven't been using the base load, but even this game, you didn't even really use more than like one linebacker a ton. And Jamin Davis only played 13 snaps. Just curious kind of where you are at that position right now.
Well, what we're doing is by game plan. We just felt that what we had planned, what we thought we could do and have success with, we went with. And again, I thought there were some good things that we did. We put ourselves in position to make some plays in some situations. It's just unfortunate, like I said, to me defensively, you know, if you could sit there and say, oh, you could take two plays back, shoot, that would make a world of difference, but you can't.
Thank you.
Hey, Ron, when you talk about putting guys in the best position to succeed, what are there examples that you have that you've seen that? And does that mean maybe using somebody else? Does that mean using them a little bit differently? What does that mean?
It means a little bit of what you just said. I think the thing that we did, and as an example, we played a little bit more of a different front look. Okay, we played with five bigs down and went from there. We played with one, two, and three linebackers in certain situations, thinking that this is what we felt and we believe was best for us in, as far as our game plans were concerned.
And then obviously, you know, you earlier asking about big changes, but what are some little things maybe, whether do you feel like some techniques, the way it's being coached and all that, whether it's along like things that the average person might not see, but you guys feel like make a difference?
Well, there are some things that when it comes to the techniques and the things that we need to do, the very littlest detail makes a difference. Whether your leverage is inside or out, whether you, if a guy's going to cross you, you got to make sure he crosses over the top and not underneath you. If you're going to fit, you want to make sure you're fitting where it's opposite of the next crease to you. In other words, if a guy's in the A gap, I can't fit into the A gap he's in. I got to make sure I fit into the B gap. So those are the little details, little minutia things that we've got to make sure we're doing well. You know, if we're blocking, we got to make sure our aiming point's where it's supposed to be. If we're running, we got to make sure we're pressing the hole before we make a cut. I mean, these are the little detail things, the little things that are really important that make a bigger difference. And we've got to pay attention to those and make sure we're executing them to the best of our abilities.
Thank you.
After watching the film, what did you see on Alvin Kamara's rushing touchdown there? Was there maybe someone out of position or a missed gap, or was that just a result of
blocking? We missed a crease. We were supposed to be in the gap. We weren't where we needed to be. And as I've said, guys, if you're not where you need to be, they're going to find you. And that's the truth, and that's what happened.
And as far as Curtis, is there any thought on maybe switching up the plan there? Is he still going to kind of be on a week-to-week basis going forward?
He's going to be on a week-to-week basis, guys. What we have to do with Curtis is, you know, we've got to stick to the plan, continue to work him. One of the hard things is we were trying to be very mindful of it, and unfortunately on the sideline he felt he was tightening up. And we're not going to put him out there and expose him to an even more serious injury. So we're just going to continue to be smart with it, and hopefully it'll settle in, and he'll be ready to go. In the meantime, that means some other guys might get a few more opportunities. You guys saw DeAndre out there get a few more. Dax Milne's got some. Hump came up big and made some plays for us as well. So, you know, that's how we have to approach it.
We are listening live to Washington Football Team head coach Ron Rivera's Monday press conference. Joining Ron live from Ashburn.
Setting a standard as a coach. So, I'm wondering, how does that apply when, like, a unit is struggling, like the defense is? Like, what do you do to get them back on track as the head coach? And, you know, you said you weren't going to get more involved, but, like, what is the role of a head coach when a unit is struggling? Like,
well, you guys really want to go there, don't you? You know, the truth of the matter, guys, is I oversee it. I look at it. I talk to the coaches. I talk to the players. Okay? We talk about what we're doing. We go through all that. Whether you're doing well or you're not doing well, it is a matter of getting involved. When certain things have to happen in the appropriate moment, when I feel that it needs to be done, I'll do it. It's that simple, okay? We're trying to build and create. And if you're constantly mixing and changing and moving and doing things, you never really find out. okay? If we had done anything drastically crazy last year, we did it after I felt that it was time to do it. And that's what we're going to do here. I don't see the issues the way you guys do, okay? I have the opportunity to watch the tape, to break the tape down, to look at what we're doing and look at how we're doing it, okay? And as we go through these things, we're trying to make sure that we're doing things the right way. If we're not, we're trying to correct them and working to correct them, all right? You only, you know, the tough part is you only have 53 guys. And you try to use to the best of their abilities to put them in position to have success. And that's what we're doing. And to be very honest, as I said, we had two plays that if you could take back, it's a difference, if it's a different conversation, but you can't, which I get. But I'm not going to damn the rest of it. Okay, we played, 56 plays on defense? Okay, the other 54, I'm not going to damn just because two of them weren't where they're supposed to be. Okay, I mean, really, seriously, think about it. Think about what those two plays mean. And again, you can't change them, but that's not the reason. That's not the sole reason. Okay, there was, if you really think about it, there was almost 200 plays in that game, offense, defense, and special teams. A lot of things happened in that period of time.
Right. I'm not trying to come off disrespectful at all here either, but aren't the two plays indicative of season-long problems because you guys keep giving up big plays?
Yeah, it's true for anybody. Every game, as I said earlier, comes down to a matter of X amount of plays per game, okay? And as those things happen, those are the things you have to learn to eliminate, and you have the chance, you have to make plays, okay? And unfortunately, we haven't been that consistent doing that. That's why we're 2-3. I get that part of it. But again, we're going to start changing people. Well, who else am I going to go to? These are the guys that we got to train and teach and go with. Okay, you just can't pull guys and bring guys in without consequences. And doing certain things affect certain other parts of the team and of what you're trying to do. So you either stick with what you got, continue to teach, train, and coach, okay, and keep at it, and eventually you will see the improvement. Okay, and that's where I am with this.
I appreciate it, Ron. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll slide us to the offense, if you don't mind. What were your takeaways on Taylor Heinicke after watching the tape?
Well, unfortunately, you know, we were in a position where I think Taylor forced some things to happen, tried to make some things happen that he didn't need to. I think, you know, again, it's one of those things that you don't want him to feel like he has to make the big play all the time. He's just got to make the right play. He did some good things early on. He missed some throws early on. But he made some terrific plays. And there's, you know, again, let's don't forget, this is dude's only, what, sixth start? So there's going to be some growing pains. There's going to be some angst. But right now we're going to live with it because that's where we are.
And you may not be able to give one, but can you give an update on Ryan Fitzpatrick and his rehab and just how he's doing and his influence in the building?
He's been around every day doing his rehab, doing the things he needs to, and he's progressing.
Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ron, with Heyman and Benjamin getting maybe fewer snaps yesterday than maybe expected, how do you balance trying to win now and also developing those guys?
Well, you know, this really is about trying to win. I mean, you line up to play to win. And sometimes based on what we're doing schematically, guys will get the opportunity to play and guys won't. And when they play, they got to play to the best of their abilities. They got to take advantage of those chances. We can't, you know, if you just throw everything away and just say, hey, this is all about developing, then okay, great. But, you know, what does it say? I mean, what are we trying to do? Well, we're going to try and win. And again, if part of the game plan calls for us to do these things, that's what we're going to do.
What do you think that means for those two guys moving forward?
Well, it means that hopefully this week we'll look at what we want to do against our next opponent and say, okay, these are things that we're going to do, and you're part of it. That's all it means. I mean, again, we're trying to win football games.
Thank you.
Hey Ron, yesterday in his postgame comments, William Jackson III kind of said that there's stuff he would like to be doing, but that the coaching staff wants him to try other ways. Are those conversations kind of ongoing with some of the players, just getting folks into the system where you guys want them?
Yeah, it is. I mean, again, it's also finding out what they are comfortable with. If if we can get guys to understand and see it, we believe we can do it. And that's what we're trying to do with William. He's done some really good things. We thought yesterday was one of his better games. We played played a lot of man, and you really saw some of the things that that he can do. What you would really like is, again, you're going to mix it up because you don't always want to be that predictable. You want certain looks to be kind of camouflaged, you know, so to say, disguised or whatever you want to say it. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to just mix it up.
And then specifically with Jamin, what does he need to show you to get on the field more?
Well, I think, again, it's all about game planning, guys, and how we game plan and how we attack the opponents, what we think is best right now. He's just got to continue to work and grow and just keep, you know, keep at it. He's going to get his opportunities to play. It's just as we feel that he's where he needs to be, we can expose him and give him an even bigger role.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ron, you've talked a lot about the players, like just little things, those few plays that have created
those
big plays.
Washington football team head coach Ron Rivera. Didn't sound like Coach loved all the questions. We're going to break all that down, take your calls. Let's dive into what Ron said and what he didn't say next on The Fan.
We had two plays that if you could take back, it's a different, if it's a different conversation, but you can't, which I get. But I'm not going to damn the rest of it, okay? We played, what, 56 plays on defense, okay? The other 54 I'm not going to damn just because two of them weren't where they were supposed to be, okay? I mean, really, seriously, think about it. Think about what those two plays mean. And, again, you can't change them, but that's not the reason. That's not the sole reason. Okay, there was. If you really think about it, there was almost 200 plays in that game, offense, defense, and special teams. A lot of things happened in that period of time.
B. Mitch, when people were happy after the loss to Tampa in the wild card game, I thought that was nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think, listen, there were two terrible plays, the Hail Mary and the 72-yarder, yep. But there were a number of other poor plays.
Well, let me just go through a little point of thing for you. I know a lot of coaches think they're the smartest coaches in the world, but I think I've played under some great coaches. And all those coaches say that all games are decided with 4 to 5 plays, okay? All games normally are decided with 4 to 5 plays. So he could have the two plays. That's 14 points, though. And then he just said that somebody was out of position on the Kamara when he walked into the end zone. That's 3 plays. Yeah, am I wrong?
No.
Then you had your quarterback coming out from inside the 5, and he threw an interception to a guy that was double covered. That's 4 plays, okay? So if the games are decided by 4 to 5 plays, your team messed up 4 of them. As I began to write down notes, okay, young team. I'm sick and tired of hearing young team. Your team is whoever you choose. There are quarterbacks in this league that's been in there for 1 year, 2 years. They're performing better than a lot of veteran quarterbacks. I don't hear again about Taylor being his 6th game because when he wins, nobody says anything about his 6th start. We praise him for how he is and things like that. So that's one thing I'm hating too. I don't know how you could love what you're doing when your best unit has taken 7 steps back and they're playing as bad as any defense in the league. That doesn't make much sense to me. We are going on 9 weeks of playing football now. This will be the sixth week of regular season coming up with 3 preseason games. And I want a lot of fans out here that was cool with them walking through preseason as if we were the defending Super Bowl champions. Not playing people. Everything is veteran day off and breathing day and all this kind of crap. It's not how you win football.
Breathing day is important, though.
Yeah, what else? taking a breath away from things, I'm saying. But my whole thing is you got to get ready to play football, man. We were tripping on the Ravens because they had somebody get hurt in a game preseason. Their record better than ours.
Believe they're 4.
They're 3-1. Something like that. They perform well, So I know this game has gotten to a point where we are trying to be overly protective of everything. But damn it, these are some of the best athletes in the world. So guess what? If you put your body in these positions and in these situations, you're going to get people hurt. Right now, I am still watching a team who seems to be not up to par on things. They seem lost. And I'm listening to a coach and say, well, we're trying to figure out how to do it. We're still trying to make sure guys. Man, we're a quarter of the way past the damn the season already, and we're just learning what you're supposed to be learning in preseason. So I understand that people can sit there and they get upset when you ask certain questions, but what the hell type of questions you expect to hear today after you lost that game? And you can say two plays all the hell you want. So if all everything is even throughout a game and they make two plays that you don't make, you lose the damn football game. And I actually thought the object of it is W's and L's. More W's than L's. So why is it that when we sit up here, I'm here to someone who try to dictate how the questions are asked, dictate what you can ask for, all these different types of things. You know what I see? I see protecting certain people who don't seem to be getting the best out of their players. I see asking people when that question was asked about William Jackson, you asked a great question. You're asking people to do what the hell they don't do well. So you let them do what they do well, and guess what? They play their best game. Why it takes 6 weeks to figure that out?
We're going to figure it out one way or another. When we come back, phone lines are packed. We might have to re-rack some of that press conference because there's a lot or a little in there, depending on how you look at it. All that's coming next on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.